Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. And this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, and it's time for week four of No Huddle Offense.
Touchdowns, sacks, upsets, and last-minute heroics. Another NFL Sunday is in the books, and we've got you covered with the biggest plays and sound bites from another wild week in the National Football League. It's time for No Huddle Offense on the Zach Gelb Show.
Well, we start things off across the pond in London. Vikings and Saints, no Jameis Winston, no Alvin Kamara, and no Michael Thomas for the Saints. And the Vikings win the game. Like, that's not surprising. But what is surprising was how close this game was. So Will Lutz hit a 60-yard field goal with 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. That tied it up at 25 apiece. Then Greg Joseph hit his fifth field goal of the game with a 47-yarder with 24 seconds to go. Then here comes the New Orleans Saints and Will Lutz again, this time from 61 yards out. Let's listen up to Paul Allen on the Vikings Radio Network.
Lutz, end over end, plenty of leg again. Saints 25.
Are those my headphones? Is that the, like, did his microphone headset mic fall off? Or are they, were they even in London?
I think they were in London. It sounds like his, like, he was so excited his mic slid off or he's reaching for something. It was like
he was
speaking away.
Ocean.
He was fired up though.
He was. Now, I was watching that game live on Ion Football. And when the kick went up, I go, oh, that's going to be good. And I didn't see it at first hit off the left upright. I just saw it hit the crossbar. I thought it just died and then hit the crossbar. No, it hit off the left upright, then off the crossbar. Double doink, no good. Vikings, it would have been a long flight back regardless, but it would have been an extra longer flight if you would have lost to the Saints, who were starting Andy Dandy Dalton at quarterback with no Jameis Winston, no Alvin Kamara, and no Michael Thomas. So the Vikings improved to 3-1. The Saints fall to 1-3. Justin Jefferson, 10 catches, 147 yards, also did have a rushing touchdown. Falcons and Browns, Younghoe Koo, a 45-yard field goal to give the Falcons a 23-20 lead with 2:28 left. And then let's hear the D. Alford interception, 1:03 left to seal the victory. Here's Wes Durham on the Falcons Radio Network.
Third and 23, Brissett dropping again, throwing, and it is intercepted, D. Alford. Holy smokes. Seconds left, and D. Alford, one of the great stories on this Falcon roster, has a moment.
That's courtesy of the Falcons Radio Network. The Falcons on the ground had 202 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns. Cordell Patterson did have a score, was dealing with an injury before the game, and then afterwards, we did find out that he was going on IR. And he will be designated to return at some point in the season. So needing a little bit of an operation there for Cordero Patterson, who's been one of the great stories this year in the NFL. Let's go to the Cowboys and Commanders. CeeDee Lamb, 30-yard touchdown reception to make it 22-10 Cowboys in the fourth quarter. This is Brett Schramm on the Cowboys Radio Network. As the Commanders, without Dak Prescott, they're 3-1 on the season, but without Dak, they are 3-0, led by Cooper Rush, 15-27, 223 yards, and two passing touchdowns. Here is CeeDee Lamb with 6 catches for 97 yards and this score.
Second and 5, coming right to left in the white jersey, silver helmets and pants. Rush under pressure, throws deep, skinny post, walk in, CeeDee Lamb. He got clear and he walked the dog. 30 and a touchdown.
I've been impressed with the Cowboys. I thought they were donezo after losing Dak. 0-1 on the year to win these last 3 games. Very impressive. Seahawks and Lions. The Seahawks almost covered the over by themselves. They were half point off. But this was a game that I did not think was going to be a high-octane offense type of game. But thanks to Rashad Penny and Geno Smith, it was. Here is a 41-yard touchdown run by Rashad Penny to make it 48-38. Seahawks with a little over 2 minutes to go. Here's Steve Rabel on the Seahawks radio network. In the game, Rashad Penny, 17 carries, 151 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Handoff goes to Penny, breaks away. There he goes, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Way to go! Touchdown, Seahawks, Rashad Penny. I'm looking for a flag. I don't see one. Again, the Lions stinking pass. Shane Waldron says, let's run it. Let's give it to 20. He goes 41 for 6.
Look at the Seahawks. Now 2-2. Geno Smith leads the NFL in completion percentage. And Geno Smith, 23 of 30 for 320 yards in this game, 2 passing touchdowns, also had a rushing score, and had 49 yards on the ground. The Seahawks ran for over 230 yards on the ground. And 3 rushing touchdowns. And oh yeah, by the way, that DK Metcalf fella and that Tyler Lockett fella, both good as well. DK Metcalf, 7 for a buck 49 and 6 for 91. And oh yeah, by the way, maybe the toughest performance of the weekend from DK Metcalf, Ryan. He left the game on a cart. When you leave the game on the cart, you never come back. And then you found out that he just had to go to the bathroom. He didn't have cramps like Lamar Jackson who was running off the field.
Does this now bring back up Paul Pierce wheeled off, and DK Metcalf was sitting down.
But he looked fine when he was getting carted off. Paul Pierce looked like he was in a lot of pain. And as Eddie House once told us, if you actually had to take the number 2, you don't get carried off like that with your legs up in the air if you had to pinch one out.
You would think? Interesting. Thank you, DK.
How about Geno Smith? He's better than your guy, Russell Wilson, right now.
Not good. At a whole hell of a lot cheaper, too.
Comeback player of the year, Geno Smith.
How about MVP? Should we get nuts? I mean, through 4 weeks.
He's been MIA for about 7 years, so.
He might have an MVP vote before us, too.
Alrighty. I've been holding off your team. Tennessee, Indianapolis. Colts, no life out of the gate. Derrick Henry. You thought that the Colts could contain Derrick Henry? You never learn. Derrick Henry had his best game of the season. 19-yard touchdown run. This made it 14-0 in the first quarter. Let's listen up to Mike Keith on Titans Radio's. Derrick Henry had 22 carries in the game for 114 yards and a score.
Tannehill gives it to Henry around right end to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. The king, Derrick Henry, touchdown, Titans!
You hear Coach McGinnis in the background? Little chuckle. How you like me now, hot day, Kiki? And I'll get to your team later, Ryan. But I'll just give the listening audience right now a pig in the blanket, a little appetizer to chew on and think about until we talk about the disgraceful Indianapolis Colts later on in the program. When you're down 14-0, I saw a tweet from you. You were still optimistic that the Colts were going to come back and win the game. You know your team tied up against the Texans this year when you were down 20-3. You know your football team hasn't won in Jacksonville like in your entire life. I know you beat the Chiefs last week, but the Chiefs gave you the game. They felt bad. Sympathy points to Frank Reich. You know, you're probably going to get fired, so let's just try to prevent you from being fired. You know, you once coached in Philly. Andy once coached in Philly, so there were some sympathy points given out there by one Andy Reid. And then you guys have now lost to Tennessee 4 straight times. So why the heck did you think you were coming back yesterday?
It was... Well, because the,
you're delusional.
No, because the Titans are not a very good team, especially a second half team.
You keep on saying that for the last 2 years, but they're better than your team.
The Colts lost that game yesterday. The Titans didn't win it.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Colts are not a very good team. I'll tell you that right now.
But hold on. You say that every year. Oh, this game, the Colts, you know, the other team didn't win it. The Colts lost. It's every week from you.
This week, yesterday specifically, that's what happened.
You guys stink.
They
you
do.
Guys are
I'm not
a
denying
bad
it.
Football team the last 2 years.
They're bad.
How about in the swamps of Jersey? The Giants had a good defensive performance. Daniel Jones in the game, knocked out of the game, then goes back in the game. He did have an 8-yard touchdown run, though, in the second quarter. This made it 14-6. Let's listen up to Bob Papa on Giants radio as he now has a 3-1 football team.
Three tight ends, Slayton split right. Play fake. Jones is going to bootleg and roll left. He's going to run it again. Jones to the five. Jones dives in. Touchdown, Giants.
Saquon Barkley, though, the story. 31 carries, 146 yards, and Barkley's 460 rushing yards in his first four games of the season is the most by a Giants player in the first four games of a season in franchise history. It was a rough start for the Philadelphia Eagles. Up against their old coach, Dougie Peterson, making his return to South Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. In the rain, and the Jaguars were up 14-0. But then, in a blink of an eye, in the second quarter, the Eagles regained the lead. And late in the game, Miles Sanders, who was phenomenal all day long, 27 carries, 134 yards, and two touchdowns. He had a 5-yard TD to make it 29-14 in the fourth quarter. Let's listen up to that. And also Hassan Reddick, T for Temple U, forcing a fumble from Trevor Lawrence to seal the win. In that game, you had two strip sacks by one Hassan Reddick. You also had two fumble recoveries. Here is Merrill Reese on the Eagles Radio Network.
Hurts in the gun. Hurts this time. Gives it off again and running with it and scoring! Miles Sanders, his second touchdown of the game! First and 10, ball on their own 21. Lawrence in the gun. He's back. He steps up. He's hit. He fumbles the football. But I think he has it. Let's see.
Nope.
Now the Eagles have it. That'll be the game. The Eagles have it. Lawrence did not get on it.
Let's go to Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett got into the game. Zach Wilson, welcome back. He had a receiving touchdown and also threw for a touchdown as well as the Jets win 24-20. Here was the Breece Hall 2-yard touchdown run to make it 24-20 with 16 seconds left. Here is Bob Wischusen on the Jets Radio Network.
Wilson takes the snap, handoff, Hall up the middle, extra effort at the goal line. The ball popped out. He might have lost it at the goal line. The Jets think he got across the goal line. 9 seconds to go. The clock has stopped, and an official threw the beanbag signaling a fumble. Yeah, the Jets think it's a touchdown.
The runner broke the plane of the goal line. Therefore, by rule, that is a touchdown.
The Jets have a touchdown! Breece Hall did indeed break the plane before the ball popped out. Oh, like a 30-second delay to find out that the Jets indeed have a touchdown. After review, they've taken the lead.
Imagine if you were listening on the radio and you couldn't see it. Because Bob's right. Like, he called it the way that it was officiated. But you think for a second it's a fumble, then you have to wait for that review, and then it's actually a touchdown by Breece Hall. Zach Wilson in the fourth quarter, 10 of 12, 128 yards, and a touchdown, as the Jets are now 2-2. Looked like the Ravens are cruising to a victory against Buffalo. They're up 20-3. Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh go for it on fourth and goal at the 2, did not get it. And the Bills move the ball down the field and end up getting a Tyler Bass 21-yard walk-off field goal to secure a 23-20 comeback victory. Here's John Murphy on Bills Radio Network.
With 3 seconds left, the snap is down. Tyler Bass, the kick is up. The kick is good. The clock says zero. The Bills have won it in Baltimore. The Bills came from 17 points down to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Unbelievable.
Chargers win 34-24 against the now 0-3-1 Houston Texans. That tie always throws me off. Austin Eckler had 20 total touchdowns last year, none entering this game for this season. He had three yesterday, two on the ground and one through the air. Here's a 14-yard touchdown reception to put the game away 34-24 with 2:28 left in the fourth quarter. Here is Matt Money Smith on the Chargers Radio Network.
Herbert, play action, rolling to the right, throwing to Eckler. He's got a lane. 10, 5, to the end zone, hits the pylon. Touchdown, Chargers. A three-pack of scores for Eckler this afternoon. This one from 14 out.
All righty, let's go to a game between the Arizona Cardinals and the Carolina Panthers. Maybe one of the worst offensive games that I've seen probably since last week when you got to see Denver and San Francisco. We had to give you a highlight in this game from the offense. We were able to find one. Oh, yeah. Marquise Hollywood-Brown with a 23-yard touchdown reception to make it 26-10 in the fourth quarter. Here's Dave Pasch on the Cardinals Radio Network.
And the shotgun is Murray, flanked to his right by Williams. Snap to Murray, going to throw, and it's a fade right side for Brown in the end zone. Brown hauls it in, and it's a touchdown. What a catch by Hollywood.
Even when Dave's excited, he doesn't even seem excited. Can I get a little scream there, Dave Pasch, please? Baker Mayfield had three total turnovers in the game. Bailey Zappe in at quarterback, the former Houston Baptist in Western Kentucky, record-breaking quarterback at Western Kentucky in a single-season FBS history, most passing yards and most passing touchdowns in a single year. This game was in overtime. Packers get the ball first. Patriots see if it makes a stop. Patriots then weren't aggressive. Belichick punts the football. You give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers makes things happen. And then Mason Crosby hits the game-winning 31-yard field goal in OT. Let's listen up to Packers radio.
Mason Crosby for the win. Snap, placement, swing to the right leg, kick to the upright. It is good! It is good! Mason Crosby has done it again! He has booted the Green Bay Packers to a 27-24 victory in overtime.
Packers go to 3-1, Patriots 1-3, Bailey Zappe 10-15 for 99 yards and a score. Patriots play the Lions next week, and you would assume that Bailey Zappi's going to start. Raiders, you're in the win column. Yippee! Hickey, you're Broncos. Woof. They're 2-2. Raiders win 32-23. Josh Jacobs, 7-yard touchdown run to make it 32-23 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Let's listen up to Jason Horowitz on the Raiders radio network.
4 seconds on the play clock. Carr's under center. Hands it off to Jacobs. Burst through the middle. Cuts back at the five. Carries a defender. Touchdown, Raiders! Jacobs tosses it into the stands. And he might have just sealed Las Vegas' first win of the year.
In that victory for the Raiders, Josh Jacobs, 28 carries for 144 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had 5 receptions for 31 yards. Remember, his fifth-year option was not picked up before the start of this season. If I am Brandon Bean, I am picking up the phone right now and saying to Josh and Dave, hey, what do we need to give you to go get Josh Jacobs to go help out our quarterback in the run game in Josh Allen? What can we give you? And let's go a little less Snead. F them draft picks. Let me know what you want for Josh Jacobs. That is what I would do if I was Brandon Bean today. I'd be on the phone right now with the Las Vegas Raiders. And then Sunday Night Football. Brady, Mahomes. In Tampa, Patrick Mahomes, man, 23 of 37, 249 yards, 3 touchdowns, most points allowed at home by the Buccaneers since 2016. 41 was the most allowed by the Bucs defense since 2018. Let's listen up to a score that made it 38-17 in the third quarter. Here's Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Second and goal to go. Chiefs at the 10. Slant. It is caught. It's caught by Jody Fortson. Rolls into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City. Jody Fortson singled on the near side against Carlton Davis. And the Chiefs, if the Bucs can use Mike Evans, the Chiefs will use Jody Fortson.
So there you go. Bucs back-to-back losses. Green Bay last week. Now the Chiefs. And the Chiefs bounce back after their loss to somehow the Indianapolis Colts, as they are now 3-1. Now, hot take, Hickey, let me ask you a quick question. Going back to that Vikings-Saints game where the audio sounds horrible on the Paul Allen call, did you cut that, just wondering, or did one of our fine tape ops cut that?
One of our tape ops cut that, yeah. Okay.
A program director from another station just reached out to me and said the audio of Paul Allen is from TikTok. That is where I guess our tape tops are cutting up the audio, because that viral call that was awful was the way that it sounded on a TikTok call that went viral. I have been given the way that it actually sounded on the Vikings radio network. So they have sent me that. We will cut it up and we will do the call justice, I guess, and hear how it actually sounded later on in the program. So I guess we are now getting NFL audio from TikTok. You don't look too thrilled by that.
Well, it's interesting. I've never heard of that. That's where the kids are.
Yes. So we are getting help from one of our affiliates. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Dive into The Divider, Trump in the White House, 2017 through 2021. Go inside the Trump Oval Office, from the chaotic beginnings to the violent finale. With unprecedented access to cabinet officers, top advisors, family members, and Trump himself, New York Times bestselling authors Peter Baker and Susan Glasser offer a riveting, must-read portrait of America's 45th president. The Divider is in stores now.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All righty. The Rams and the 49ers are underway. 7:07 to go in this first quarter. I believe the Rams are going to be attempting a field goal here by Matt Gay. So we'll see if they can take a 3-0 lead. Hickey, I was a little bit surprised, and I ended up plusing the 1.5 with the Rams, as that field goal is right down the pipe by Matt Gay, so the Rams are going to take a 3-0 lead. With the 49ers, I know they're at home at Santa Clara, in Santa Clara. I get they're coming off a brutal performance. No Trent Williams. He's hurt. Jimmy G is not, like, that seems like a fishy line to me. Usually I would stay away when the line is so fishy, but I plus the 1.5 with the Rams because the Rams, there's pressure on them in this game. Now, I know that NFC West is not looking good. Seattle's played better than what you thought at 2-2. I don't think anyone, I know we had fun with it, is actually expecting Seattle to go make a playoff run this year or be a team that's going to be in contention throughout the entire season. The Cardinals, they get a win yesterday, but that football team has not played well. And we'll see what happens once DeAndre Hopkins comes back after week 6. 49ers, I can't expect much out of them because Trey Lance now done for the year. Jimmy G, not really a quarterback that I have a lot of confidence in. But you have a Rams team that, yeah, they're 3-1. I don't think the Rams have played Rams football yet. And maybe this elbow injury is more than what we think it is. And I know they tried to downplay it. You know, he had surgery, but they tried to downplay it the entire offseason from once we found out. But Matthew Stafford, through the first 3 games, has not played well. And this team, excuse me, I said 3-1. They're at 2-1. They're trying to become 3-1 tonight. They get blown out by Buffalo, and Buffalo didn't even play their best game. You beat the Falcons after you almost blew a 28-3 lead. And last week, it was just like the survival of the fittest up against the Cardinals. Yeah, you have more than the Cardinals, but the Cardinals really didn't do, or the Rams, anything all that impressive in that football game. So this line, it seems fishy. It seems really funky that the 49ers are a 1.5 favorite because that team's not coming off a memorable performance. You hope you can forget that performance up against the Denver Broncos. The Broncos won 11-10, but I just think, even with the line being fishy, I went with the Rams plus the 1.5 because eventually the Rams just have too much talent for things to not keep on clicking like the way that it's been very underwhelming to the first 3 weeks of the season is the way that I'll say it.
And I get Kyle Shanahan, his own Sean McVay head-to-head. I think he's 5-1 or 6-1 against him. But also, too, the thing is, at least in the regular season, but also, like, you got to remember, like, Jimmy G, right, just started last week for the first time. He had no offseason. I get that he's been there for a while. He's still not even physically, it sounds like, in total shape, ready to play. Like, he was talking about how his shoulder is sore last week because he threw the ball so much. So it's like that, you know, you also got to wonder, Jimmy G's not at 100%. Also got to hurt the offense.
And then also mentally, when you're dealing with some pain and you're in front of that offensive line, which Randy Cross said it a few weeks ago, that offensive line's in trouble, and then you lose your Hall of Famer, your best offensive lineman in Trent Williams, with that injury. I think maybe that's why you saw some of the inexcusable decisions by Jimmy G last week. Like, don't get me wrong. I have, when my team was interested, potentially the thought was my team going to get Jimmy Garoppolo last year. I said, no way. Like, I want no part of that. Sure. Jimmy G's won a lot of games in San Francisco. He's been in an NFC title game. He's won an NFC title game. He has been in a Super Bowl. But Jimmy G's not a franchise guy to me. And I do believe that if there's some physical pain, like you alluded to, like you brought up what Jimmy said, and then you're in front of a line that's not good, you then mentally start to freak out because you're also in physical pain, and then you see things that happen that even though I don't have the utmost confidence in Jimmy G, he's still good enough where he shouldn't be running out of the back of the end zone and not even realizing it, pulling a Dan Orlovsky.
You're right. You're 100% right. Coming off the injury last year, too, it's just also another kind of nugget in the back of your mind.
So right now it's Rams 3-0 as Jimmy G just completed a pass to Brandon Ayuk right to the 45-yard line, their own 45, so right on cue. You're taking the Rams tonight by how many points?
I will say Rams by 10.
Oh, wow. Now, is this going to be like a 20-10 game where it's still, the Rams, we're still not feeling all great about them, but they will go to 3-1.
I will go 27-17. A little, you're getting in the right direction, but it's still nowhere near, let's say, peak Rams.
Now, to your credit, because I am never afraid, even though I don't like to bring up some of your wrong predictions or your wrong thoughts, like Nathaniel Hackett being a top three coach at the end of the year. These are things you said, not me. Trust me, I have many bad takes to my name.
Wait, he's not on the path?
No, no, no.
Four games?
Maybe,
are you sure?
Maybe bottom three.
Oh, definitely.
You
bottom
said Frank
one.
Reich was a top seven coach in this league and then laughed at me in a very arrogant fashion when I told you that you were wrong and that he's overrated. What else? You had some bad other takes.
Oh, yeah, plenty. I mean, Baker Mayfield, top five quarterback in the NFC.
One. Sorry. That just slipped my mind that you said Baker's a top five quarterback
bottom five
in the NFC.
Quarterback in the NFC right now. Bottom three, bottom two, maybe bottom one. Yeah, not been good.
Been
not
bad.
Been good for your boy.
So I keep on bringing up those bad takes, but last year, to your credit, you picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl before the start of the season. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. You have been a big-time proponent, a big-time supporter of Matthew Stafford. Are you at all worried with the way that we've seen Matthew Stafford the first 3 weeks and thinking, maybe this elbow is going to be a long-term issue this year?
At this point, I'm still going to say no. I think when you win a championship, I still think that, you know, when you climb the mountain for the first time, it gives you that confidence that even if things are not going well, which they're not right now, early on, that you'll kind of see the other side and kind of persevere. So I'm not panicking yet.
Here's the best way that I would say it. I'm not panicking. But I am monitoring the situation. I am looking at the situation a little bit more closely than the way that I've looked at it through the first 3 weeks. Because through the first 3 weeks, he's just been off. Now, I know I make the cheesy joke all the time. Maybe it's because he's never gone that late into the season because he was with Detroit. Maybe that elbow was worse than, it definitely was worse than the way that they were talking about it. And also, let's be real, no more Andrew Whitworth there anymore. Offensive line has not been good. You have Cam Akers now back in the fold. You're still working in Allen Robinson. No more Robert Woods. Cooper Kupp's still there, so that's a big plus. I think that there was more with the injuries and then also some big pieces that were known commodities in LA that now you're trying to work new things into the fold. And when you don't have really a preseason, when you don't really take training camp all that seriously, when you are injured, I do think that is a team that you're seeing an extension of the preseason happen in the regular season through the first 3 weeks of the season. If we're still talking about the Rams, even though they're winning games, but they're not looking great 2-3 weeks from now, then I don't even know if you full go press the panic button. But it is one of those things where you have one eyebrow raised where you go, yeah, the NFC's not that strong. Bucks are struggling. Packers are 3-1, but they don't look great. Rams are 2-1. They don't look that great. Eagles look really great at 4-0. So everything's still right in front of you, but you do have an eyebrow raised right now. And you do take out that magnifying glass. And you do watch Matthew Stafford a little bit extra closely. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio as Jimmy Garoppolo is matriculating the ball down the field. They're already at the Rams 30 as Jerwan Jennings just had a reception and another first down for the San Francisco 49ers. I saw our guy, Dr. Teals, Aaron Donald, made a little sack in this game. And we'll see if he can make a few more plays. He's had the Dr. Teals curse for the first 3 weeks of the season ever since he only wanted to talk about that product on our very fine national radio program.
Bold strategy by the 49ers, something I've never seen offensive line do. Not block them. There's one play where everyone went, the C's parted and he went right up the middle. That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't think that was intentional. I think I'm just going to assume, and you know what happens to you, so you make an ass out of you and me. I'm just going to assume that was a mistake in the communication, or they just were a little bit afraid of Aaron Donald.
Yeah, you take him. You take him. No, you take him. No, you take him. No, I'm going left. I'm telling you, I'm going left. You block him. I'm not doing it.
It's kind of crazy, and I'm a large man. But of all these people in the NFL, I think I was the least afraid going up against Aaron Donald. I think I did the best job going up against Aaron Donald than anyone in the NFL has done in the last few years. That's the way that I make the case. You know, they told me I couldn't ask him that question in the interview when we were live on the air. And I said, no, Aaron, I'm going to ask you the question. Now, he still ended up pushing back a little bit and didn't answer the question the way that I wanted to. But I thought I put up a good fight. I thought I held my own against Aaron Donald. I'll take that to my grave. Here lies Zach Gelb. He held his own up against Aaron Donald in a radio interview.
I will say a little easier when it's through Zoom. 3,000 miles away. But hey, put on the tombstone.
Look at you. You have to bring that up. I would never knock you down like that. And you have to go, it was via Zoom? You know, Ryan Leaf was in studio a few weeks ago. He used to produce him. You don't even say hello to him.
He was in a rush. I respected his time.
But if he was on Zoom, you say hello?
Well, where's he going to go? No traffic. No train to catch. So sure, I would.
That was weak by you. Weak. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So here comes the 49ers. 3-0 Rams, followed up by a Jeff Wilson Jr. touchdown. And this is Vegas, even though I plus the 1.5 points on the Rams, sucking me in on my big parlay. I made a 2-player anytime touchdown bet. $5 down, Hickey, I threw. Big time better, as you could see. To win $170. Jeff Wilson Jr., anytime touchdown. Check. Now, to win the parlay, this is what I'm rooting for the rest of the night. I need a Matthew Stafford anytime touchdown. Now, to be clear, that has to be either him running or catching a touchdown. So I need a QB sneak at the 1 yard line. Matthew Stafford in for a score. And that will be $5 to win $170. That's what I'm rooting for the rest of this game.
Or the Philly special. We saw yesterday with the Jets. Zach Wilson showed his hands. Let's see Matthew Stafford.
I made this joke on Ion Football, so I guess I'll make it here since it is the same audience. Our stringer Jeff Hathorn in Pittsburgh goes, well, who would have had that the first touchdown for Zach Wilson this year would have been a receiving score? And then I made the joke, well, if there's a lady in her 40s or 50s that ended up having that ticket somewhere, and I don't know, like maybe Utah or something like that, then we may know who Zach Wilson was sleeping with this offseason. That was the joke that I made. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I don't think you find that all that funny. I don't think your brain works that way, Higgy.
Oh, no, I get it. I get it. There could be multiple, you know? I mean, I'm sure Zach's Isn't mom is more than one friend.
Do you think that story's true? Now, the ex was the one that said it because she was, what, dating Dax Milne? I think was the,
yes,
the way the story
which was Zach
go.
Wilson's, I guess, former best friend, right?
Yeah, a college roommate or something. And then she said, well, Zach Wilson sleeps with his mom's best friend. I don't want people to start thinking, oh, what is that Zach guy on the radio claim? But yeah, that was the claim, and we just never find out who the identity was of that woman. And if you recall, Zach Wilson's mother actually took to Instagram and was hosting like a yoga class or something and was like, my friends wouldn't do that. And then she also had another video that was like, this is not the one. I know, I see your comments. This is not the one that, this lady did not sleep with my son. So I don't know. Something just seems a little bit bizarre there.
You think? Imagine having your mom saying, oh, no, that my friend over there, that's not the one. That is cringe city.
Because the rumor got Zach Wilson some street cred. But then having your mom respond about it, I'm like, yeah, I want this story to just go away. I want no part of this story.
That's where it takes a weird turn.
Yes, to say the least. Now, by the way, on this spread tonight of the San Francisco 49ers laying 1.5, if the Rams cover the 1.5, I will go 3-0 in my picks up against Mraz. Mraz is 2-1. So if I lose, we tie and I'm just a game back. If I win tonight and go 3-0, I will then even up the standings on the year through the first 4 weeks of the season, where I was basically like through the first 2 weeks, the Arizona Cardinals in the first half on Sunday, where I was just trying to hand Mraz, a big-time lead and a big-time victory, and he just didn't take advantage of it.
Didn't you say he threw a parade already, like a week two, when he was like up like a game or two or something like that? Like,
he was up two games after the first 2 weeks of the season, and I believe his quote was, we have a guy hosting Eye on Football who can't predict football games. Now,
that is so Sean.
I will just say, if I win, or if I tie up things tonight, the guy that can't pick football games will then start to look a little bit better. Now, we still both have a long ways to go. We both have to be picking games better, but I got off to as bad of a start as I could. And last week I was 2-1, and I'm trying to either be 3-0 this week or 2-1, depending on the outcome of this game. And DA is in a win-win situation because DA on his Wizard of Odds picks, which is not up against me, he has the Niners tonight. So if he wins, that improves his standing. But if he loses, he wants to see me beat the Fictator in Sean Mraz. So he's probably watching this game with a beer, his feet up in his palatial, yet not overly ostentatious estate, and enjoys the game either way.
If I would take a guess, I bet he's probably rooting for you to be right. I think he takes more joy in Sean's misery than his own joy.
Now, I don't know if he's actually throwing cash on these games. If he is, then I would say that he's probably rooting for his bank account. But DA makes a lot of money, so I'm sure he could afford to lose a $20 bet.
For Sean's misery, I think he'd pay that price.
Yeah, I think so as well. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. But the 49ers are up 7-3. And not only that, they do have the football, so we'll see what they'll do as the second quarter is about to start. Paul Chris fired from Wisconsin. You would agree that Wisconsin is the best job available? I think so. Georgia Tech, no thank you. Arizona State, no thank you. Colorado, no thank you. And I would say that Wisconsin's a better job than Nebraska in the year of 2022.
Yes, definitely, especially in terms of setting up to win. I mean, out of those other four schools, you're definitely closest to win easily.
You got three names for this job? Because I thought of one name right away. And he's having a heck of a season at Kansas, Lance Leipold. Tough to win there. He's undefeated to start the year. They got College Game Day this weekend. And also, he has Wisconsin roots. He was on that Wisconsin staff as a GA back in the early 90s. He's coached for years, multiple stints at Wisconsin Whitewater. Goes to Buffalo, does the whole, coach? Turner Gill, going from Buffalo to Kansas. And so far at Kansas, 2-10, first year, all right. 5-0. In year number two, if I'm Lance Leipold, the first big job that becomes available, I'm saying, hey, Kansas, thank you. Appreciate it. Stepping stone job. I've helped you. You've helped me. away we go. If Wisconsin wants him, I think he goes to Wisconsin in a second.
I'm with you. And he should be, right, in consideration for all five of these jobs we just listed. He's done a great job. And if you can turn Kansas around and make them relevant, there are college game days coming to town and you're in the top 25, no school is too good or can't see a fit with Lance Leipold coming in. The only person better who has it better than Lance is agent.
It's a good point.
He's going to get paid by whoever it is. He's getting paid this offseason.
So who is, you have any other suggestions there?
Your favorite coach. I think this is a good fit. Matt Campbell. It's kind of now or never for him if you're going to leave Iowa State.
When you said your favorite coach and you said Matt, I did not think Campbell was going to be the last name. you know me. I think Matt Campbell the last 2 years has shown that he's a little bit overrated.
I would, fair. If you're Matt, maybe this is, maybe that's the time to run before you get exposed more. Here's one from Bruce Feldman I think is
interesting. And by the way, us saying that Lance Leipold only had 2 wins last year, the year before that they had 0. So that's actually a step up. And you're number one when you only have 2 wins.
The last time they won 4 games was 2009. That just shows how bad Kansas has been for so long. And already, in year two, turned it around. And they already have more conference wins since 2008.
Okay, so you're telling me Matt Campbell. You're also telling me Lance Leipold, who's in.
How about Dave Doran is a name Bruce Feldman threw out there. Is certain NC State around?
Yes, Dave Doran's a good football coach. I don't know why. I get a vibe that he doesn't want to leave. That's
could
just
be the case.
Me. He seems like he's very happy where he is. It would be a good hire, but you know what? I feel like you need a personality now as a head football coach. And he is not Mr. Personality. Maybe it's different in recruiting. Maybe it's different in the locker room. But we've had him on the show now twice. He is now put on the back burner of guests. And it's a shame because he always has a good football team, but he was just, man, it was a rough listen when we had him on.
Agreed.
Good coach, but, you know, that may not be fair by me, but that's what I said.
What about Bill O'Brien?
I actually am intrigued by Bill O'Brien. But since you're the creme de la creme job, I think you could do better than Bill O'Brien. I could see Bill O'Brien at Nebraska or Georgia Tech. Wisconsin, I feel like that's the job right now. It's top picking, so I think there's better options.
Would they or should they pursue Matt Rhule if he's let go of the Panthers? Or should Matt Rhule pursue?
I would say yes. Turned around Temple, turned around Baylor. I think Matt is a really damn good college coach. That's the way that I would say it. I have no clue. I would assume Matt would be interested, but let's see what happens first in Carolina. But yeah, it's not looking good, clearly. Filling questions about his job status today. They're 1-3. And yeah, that's been a rough start for the Carolina Panthers. 5 questions, 5 answers next. Onside, offside, Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Back in 5.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.